Dex, describe shows.
How many words do I got? a very dedicated and no nonsense, head coach. He's very professional. Takes his job very seriously, and he's a guy that knows what he wants and he goes after it. So he's done a fantastic job in getting the right players into our team, establishing the right system that we play, and with the amount of time that he was given by our owners, you can see kind of his vision come to fruition right now.
But he's kind of a character too, right?
Yeah, he's a little bit of a character. He's definitely a guy that he's easygoing when he wants to be, and he's also, very hard-nosed when he needs to be. So he strikes a pretty good balance between the two and makes for, a pretty easy guy to play for.
That's this midfield that you're going up against in Colorado. Is this possibly one of the toughest you've had all season, you think?
Yeah, I would say that's probably a fair statement. We know them pretty well, being in the Western Conference. Laurentowicz and Mastroianni are guys with a lot of experience, especially Mastroianni. He's been around the league for a really long time. Both are national team caliber players, and it's kind of the spine of their team. Both guys aren't, pure, all and out holding midfielders or attacking mids. They're both kind of two-way guys who, are really the engine of the team. So it's certainly not going to be easy for us in the middle there.
You mentioned the engine of the team. Can you tell us how much team changed since Daniel Hernandez and David Ferreira joined the team?
Yeah, absolutely. It's night and day. I mean, obviously, when David came in, it took him a little bit longer to get acquainted with the league. But I mean, I think that's fair to say about most newcomers that come in. Once he got acclimated, he immediately became I think one of the top players in the league, especially this year. He's a no-brainer MVP in my eyes. And then Daniel Hernandez was kind of the missing piece that this team needed. He's a leader on and off the field. He does all the dirty work in there. He makes things easier for myself and whoever else is playing in there with him. So his leadership is really something that you can't have without a championship team.
You're one of the few guys who's been around long enough to really understand the gravity of what this game means to the franchise. Mm-hmm. Are you telling guys, are you sort of communicating them what this is all about?
Well, I think in sort of an unspoken way, we all know. We were very, thankful and excited that we were able to win the Western Conference. It was probably, no disrespect to the East, but it was probably the toughest conference in the league this year just based on the results. So it's definitely a nice achievement to win that, first time in our history. But we know that our owners are very hungry for a championship for FC Dallas. And as players, I don't think it's something that needs to be spoken about. We know exactly what we need to do. We know how much expectations are on us from the fans, the coaches, and even from ourselves. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be successful, and this is the ultimate prize.
What about for you personally, though? I mean, this is a big moment for you. Being
absolutely, yeah. It's certainly one of the biggest games I'll play in my career. Definitely by far the biggest game I'll play in my I will have played in my MLS career. So while you want to take it serious and you want to be focused, you also want to have fun. I mean, this is an environment that is new to me, and I'm still relatively young, and looking forward to hopefully being here a couple more times.
Win or lose, what does this do for you think the franchise?
I just think it shows the entire league that we're here to be a top tier team for the next couple of years. We've been kind of teetering on the brink of being very successful for the entire time I've been here. Unfortunately, the times we haven't made the playoffs, I felt we're talented enough to be there. We just really haven't quite put it together. So I think this year, with our 19-game unbeaten streak, with all the injuries we've had, with all the players we've filtered in and out, I really think that this year's all come together and kind of culminated in that hard work and success that we've had.
Hang on one second, guys. Hang on one second.
Yeah. The Rapids players and coaches made a point earlier in the day of making themselves the underdogs. I'm sure you're not surprised by that, but that's the role you guys have had up till this point. Does that change at all this week?
I don't think so. I think our preparation is going to be the same. I think in terms of the results that we've gotten in these playoffs, obviously beating Salt Lake, the defending champions, and LA, the Supporter Shield champions, I think I think it's fair to say that we're probably going to go into this game as the team that's you know, probably going to be picked by, you know, you guys and you know, maybe some neutral fans to be the aggressor and ultimately come out on top. But we've kind of had this us against the world mentality that, you know, we've needed to have. And I think that's ultimately what has made us pretty successful this year. But, you know, we know it's not going to be easy. I mean, we've drawn with Colorado twice during the year, and we know that, you know, they're a pretty dangerous team and they can hurt you in a lot of different ways. So I think, you know, no disrespect to Salt Lake or L.A., but this is certainly probably going to be the toughest game we've played all year.
Guys, we're going to do about two more questions, then we're going to get to
you. Dex, you know, you've had an interesting journey with Dallas, you know, mm-hmm. a few years ago, nearly leaving the team. What does it mean to be here after, you know, going through all that? You know, just talk about your progression.
Yeah. I mean, it's really something that, you know, it's tough for me to put into words how much it means to be here, but, you know, just with, you know, obviously with, you know, the loyalty that Dallas has shown me and just, you know, keeping me around and having the faith that they have had in me, it feels absolutely fantastic to be able to be in this position to win that first championship with them. And it's been a journey that, you know, I won't forget. It's been certainly had its ups and downs, but it's one that, you know, I wouldn't have traded for the world. And I think it's made me a better player for it.
How's your relationship with Chelis? Has kind of developed, say, from when
yeah,
you got there?
It's evolved, you know, a lot. I mean, you know, when you first get to know him, I think any player, I've been through tons of coaching changes in Dallas, and I think it takes a certain amount of adjusting to get used to different coaching styles, and, you know, certain players, you know, are obviously need to be handled a certain way, and I think Chelis coming from college and being into the program, it was a little bit of an adjustment for him as well. So, you know, after you get used to each other, I think you start to get a comfort level with each other. And ultimately, what a thing that Chelis really stresses is trust. You know, he needs to be able to trust his players. And I think, you know, I had to gain his trust. And so once I did that, I think we've had a pretty good relationship ever since.
We need to give the TVs a minute. Okay.